Exceptional service, exceptional profit. The secrets of building a 5-star customer service organization. Authors, Leonardo Ingrajeri and Mayek Solomon. The only shop in the marketplace. The single best thing you can do for your business is to build true customer loyalty. One customer at a time. Everything changes when a customer becomes a loyalist. To the truly loyal customer, you are the only shop in the marketplace. Few businesses realize how valuable customer loyalty is, and even fewer know how to achieve it consistently. Businesses with loyal customers grow faster than others when times are good, and they have the most breathing room when times are bad. The four elements of customer satisfaction. Customers are satisfied when they consistently receive 1. A perfect product. Customers want defect-free products and services. You need to design your product or service so that it can be expected to function perfectly within foreseeable boundaries. Sometimes things will go wrong. Your products and people will sometimes fail due to unpredictable circumstances. But sloppy or incomplete product or service design is, from a customer's perspective, intolerable. 2. Delivered by caring people. Your perfect product now requires caring, friendly people to deliver it. 3. In a timely fashion. A perfect product delivered late by friendly, caring people is the equivalent of a defective one. Customer experiences guide their expectations, so on-time delivery standards continue to get tougher all the time. What your customers today think of as an on-time delivery is not only stricter than what their parents would have tolerated, it's stricter than what even their older brothers or sisters would have tolerated. 4. Effective problem resolution process. Service breakdowns and other problems experienced by customers are crucial emotional moments in a business relationship. Therefore, solving these problems will have an outsized impact on your business success. That's why you need an effective problem resolution process. Words have their limits. Visual and physical cues can speak louder than words. Make sure your words aren't being contradicted by non-verbal messages such as employees who say welcome while their body language says go away. First point of contact employees whose chairs are orientated so their backs are face arriving guests, or who, although orientated correctly, are so efficiently engaged in computer tasks that they may as well not be placed in a greeting location at all. An office building with obstructed ramps or heavy, hard-to-open doors. What does that say to a customer who is in a wheelchair, has arthritis, or is pushing a stroller? Small items kept under lock and key in a way silently insults your customers. For example, a corkscrew that is locked down with a security chain to prevent its theft at a 4-star hotel. Keeping track to bring them back. To succeed, you must ensure that all of your employees are able to provide individualized service. No matter how briefly they've been part of your team and no matter how poor their memories are, the solution is to develop a tracking system that captures each customer's likes and dislikes, as well as what each customer personally values and is hoping for when doing business with you. After each customer interaction, your staff will use this system to note the idiosyncratic personal values and preference of the customer and then share that information, however or wherever it's helpful within your company. Principles of noting and sharing. 1. Keep your system simple. Don't track too much stuff and keep what you do track right at the fingertips of your frontline staff. Simplicity is what makes a preference tracking system sustainable. 2. If it's important to your customer, it belongs in your system. In the music and film industries, companies use software to allow their staff to capture information in specific categories, such as which genre of music and instrument a customer plays, as well as unique details of nearly any sort in which the customer shows interest or appears to take pride in. This latter general category may include the big movie the client has worked on, a treasured industry award he has received, and so on. Or it might be more important to use this space to note that his wife is ill and that he hates being called on the phone in the morning. We call these data point roles, goals and preferences. 3. Preferences change. Assumptions are tricky. Preference tracking can run amok. Patrick O'Connell, a chief of the Inn at Little Washington, tells the story, "Recently I stayed at a New York hotel that prides itself on customized service. The first morning I had breakfast in the hotel restaurant and I ordered tea. The next day, the waiter brought me tea as soon as I sat down. Unfortunately, that day I wanted coffee. Missteps like this shouldn't stop you from using your preference tracking system as a starting point. If that same restaurant had greeted Patrick with a cordial, "Good morning, Mr. O'Connell. Will you be having tea again? Would you like it again today with the turbinado sugar?" it could have been splendid. 4. Moods change. Track them. There is an additional human metric we encourage you to track. Changes in your customer's level of enjoyment over the course of your customer's interaction with you. Of course, how you track this in your own business will depend on how long delivery takes your particular product or service, and how complex other demands are on your staff's attention. 5. Using technology to ask for information. It's a fine line between clever and creepy. Everyone has what we call a protective bubble around himself, to a greater or lesser extent. Teaching your staff to recognize this and probe only gently is one of the keys to attentive service. But in electronic interactions, you lose the human fail-safe of direct verbal and non-verbal feedback. And as customers know well, electronic databases have the power to track everything in ways human never would. Your people. The art of anticipation requires, at its core, the right people. People who have been chosen correctly for their positions, who understand their purpose in your organization, who are inspired by leadership, trained in the necessary technical skills, and given reinforcement daily. How can you fill the ranks of your company with people who will be superb at anticipating the needs of your customers? To begin with, you need to move away from hiring for specific skills and towards selecting for talent. Here are top 5 traits to be used in selecting candidates for a service position. 1. Genuine personal warmth. From infancy onward, warmth serves to reassure us that somebody won't double-deal us, turn on us, or abandon us in our moment of need. 2. Empathetic skill. Empathetic skill is the ability to understand what another human being is going through and how to interact helpfully in that situation. 3. An optimistic, upbeat attitude. Psychologist Martin E.P. Seligman has studied the importance of positive attitude in business. Seligman's research shows that in many positions, including those he calls high burnout jobs, the single most important difference between success and failure is whether employees have an optimistic explanatory style or a pessimistic one. 4. A team orientation. If an employee lacks a teamwork trait, they will wreak havoc on his teammates. 5. Conscientiousness. The conscientious employee takes pride in doing things well, pays close attention to their work, and stays organized and follows through. Hello and goodbye. How you greet your customers and send them off is extremely important. A nice hello automatically puts someone in a good mood. A fond farewell makes people think positively about their experience with you. And since hellos and goodbyes initiate and end interactions, they are highly memorable. Consider assigning your most outgoing, cheery, friendly employee to be your firm's receptionist. The person in this job is your first and last impression creator. Be just as solicitous on the phone as in the reception area. Take the time to communicate warm hellos and caring goodbyes on the telephone.